From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The executive director of the Puerto Rico Tourism Company has asked for cruise lines and airlines to help transport aid to Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria.
There remains a lot of work to do.
Apologies, that's the wrong audio. He was speaking at the Puerto Rican capital of San Juan after the Royal Caribbean cruise liner, the Adventure of the Seas, delivered a cargo of electric generators, water, and medical supplies. The 3,800-passenger vessel was also transporting aid to St. Croix and St. Thomas, which were both hit by Hurricanes Maria and Irma. China said that its order closing North Korean-owned businesses was in response to a United Nations resolution and should not be overinterpreted. Liu Kang, spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says, as a member of the Security Council, China has always strictly abided by the resolutions passed by the Council. We believe the resolutions of the Security Council should be implemented to the letter, without reservation and excess. U.S. President Donald Trump is making his first visit to Asia, November 3rd to 14th. Terrified refugees from Myanmar continue to pour into Bangladesh. United Nations World Food Program says that they are prepared.
From what I've seen today, we've already exceeded 501,000. And from what I understand from them, some of their friends and villages are on the way.
On Friday, the WFP notes that more than 2,000 people came ashore at TechNaf, many of them women and children. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.